Good evening. I was thinking about several days ago as I was preparing for this message. I was thinking about we get together every New Year's and we talk about being here the next year. We talk about what we need to do the next year, do better than the year before. And the whole point of that is that we need to watch, because each year, you know, sin isn't getting any less evil. Jesus' coming isn't getting any further away. It's getting closer. Sin's getting worse. And the thing with that is that while that's happening, it's more and more possible for us to fall away.
Right.
There are more temptations. It gets more tedious. You know, just anything, the longer you work at it, you either get better at it. You get better at it, but it also, you know, the road gets long. It gets hard. I was reading in 1 Peter 4:7, said that the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. In Romans 13, it says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's important each day that we watch, be careful, and protect against temptations, and watch our brothers and sisters for that. But it becomes more and more important each day as Christ's coming gets closer, because this is that much more likely that we'll, if we slip, and He's here. And what do you do? You know, not just, you know, it's important what you're doing all along, but what if you've lived right and done right and done what you ought, and you slip, and then He comes. It's set. There's a verse, I don't have it, the reference noted down here, there's a verse that says that if the righteous man does righteously, and then right at the end he drops that and does wickedly, all of his righteousness is going to be forgotten.
Right.
In the same way, if the wicked man does wickedly and then he changes, then his wickedness will be forgotten. But we can't lean on that last minute change for change to doing right. But we do need to watch out for a change at the end to sinfulness. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." In Luke 21:36, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." A lot of things that I had in mind to say have been said already, but they bear repeating. That we need to guard against temptation. We need to use all of the armor of God.
Amen.
And exercise it, because if we don't use it in the like someone said, mentioning small situations, if we don't get used to exercising it in the small situations, no matter what we think about the big situations, we'll not at all be ready for them. Because
right.
You know, everybody thinks, you know, if this happens, I'll be able to handle it. But what about all the other times when the same thing happened in a small way and you didn't?
Because
it's just boasting at that point.
Yeah, right.
You feel like, you know, it's self-deceit. You know, really, it's tying in all these things we've been talking about. It's all related. And didn't have a whole lot to whole long thing to share this morning or this evening, but we need to pray, because prayer helps watchfulness very much. Because if we are praying consistently, praying for ourselves that we don't fall, praying for our brothers and sisters, and they're praying for us, it's going to be a lot harder for the devil to get an inroad, whether an inroad where we fall away to the world, or whether we take offense at our brother. If I'm praying for him and he's praying for me, honestly, and we care about each other, it's going to be hard for the devil to drive a wedge there.
Amen. Right.
If we're keeping each other accountable, it's going to be hard for the devil to pull us away, because there's more holding. There's more than just my efforts holding me here. There's my efforts. And I'm praying for God's help and the help of my brothers. And like Levi just said, it's important to do it. You're in a fellowship, because when we're not in a fellowship, it is just you. You know, you're praying for God's help, but you almost would want to doubt how badly somebody wants God's help if they're dropping such important commands like forsaking not the assembly yourself together.
Yeah.
How badly do they want to stay in the faith? because, you know, there are cases where folks can't be in fellowship for periods of time, you know, because they're in the process of moving or changing from one church to another. But if they're content in that, you know, you really wonder how badly are you wanting to, you know, because they're not wanting accountability, apparently, and they're not wanting that close communion. And so it may be just them trying to keep themselves doing right and not as much of God's help because they're not wanting it. John Wesley said, "Watch that you may pray and pray that you may watch." To pray that we don't fall into temptations, and then watch that we don't fall into temptations because it's like our salvation. God does the things for us that we cannot do, and we do the things we have to do things that we ought to do. So we pray that He helps us not fall. Then it's our job to stay away from places where we could fall.
That's right.
And that's all I have.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.